It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. The staff are fantastic. It's just a great place. We love it. The White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay, why not stay here? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A woman, get a load of this story, a woman who carried out a string of violent Dublin city centre assaults, including a knife attack on a man, has been jailed for 2.5 years. Nikita Ronan posed a danger to people on the streets on a number of occasions in 2023, Judge Elva Duffy said, as she handed down the sentence at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court on Tuesday, the 28th of January. Ronan took part in an attack on a woman in the Morgan Hotel in Temple Bar, attacked a friend on the street and tried to grab her handbag, and slashed a man with a knife to his head and arm while robbing his phone on three separate occasions around the city centre between March and May 2023. But this is the sting in the tail of this story. The 29-year-old of no fixed abode has 134 previous convictions. 134 previous convictions, including assault, theft, criminal damage, burglary, drugs and road traffic offences. She's been in custody for a number of months. And we have a question that we want to ask you on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, and that is, how was someone with 134 convictions still walking the streets? After how many convictions should the courts eventually say, enough is enough, you're being put away for life, or you're being put away for 10 or 15 or 20 years? In other words, do we need a three-strike rule in this country, as many states in the United States have? So in the US, in many of the states, if you have, if you get three convictions, you're looking at a life sentence.
Three serious convictions.
Three serious convictions, yeah. You're looking at a life sentence.
Now, this particular woman, I don't particularly want to focus on this one, but this girl, Nikita Ronan, who racked up, because I was doing the maths on this. Okay, guys, she racked up 134. So let's write this down. 134 convictions, yeah? Mm-hmm. She's only 29 years of age, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anything before the age of 18 would be quashed at this stage. So those convictions would have happened in adulthood. So she's been an adult for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we divide 11 into 134. Yeah.
Yep.
And we get 12. So 12 convictions.
A year.
A year. Divide that by 12 by the amount of months that are in
a conviction
year.
Every single month.
It's literally a conviction a month. So she was up before the courts at least every month. Now, I have seen this with my own. No, if you ever want to know your eyes to be opened into the way there's no law and order in this country. By the way, there isn't. There's literally no law and order in this country. I mean, you look at the story we did a couple of weeks about that young fella on the bus with the screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything happened about that? Absolutely
not. That I know of.
Dublin bus says we're investigating. Zilch. Nothing, nada, nothing. Nothing will happen of it. We're a lawless land. So here you have this woman who has been convicted of a different crime once a month. Yeah. Someone like that has absolutely no regard for law and order. Absolutely no regard. And by the way, 134 is actually low on the list. You know, I spent a lot of time in the court. Mm-hmm. And any of you can go up to the CCJ anytime you want, up at Phoenix Park, and sit in for the day on the court cases. It is, first of all, it's an eye-opener.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you will sit there literally wanting to pull your hair out, because you have these young fellas and young ones in front of the judge in their fucking tracksuits, because they can't even put a suit on for the court case. And the DPP is reading out the... Now, Your Honour, this person, Adrian Kennedy, has 180 previous convictions, and this scumbag, this scrote, is still walking the streets. And it's just...
Okay, so...
Three strikes.
And that's the question, because...
She should not have been And I don't know anything about the woman. I don't know, did she have a bad upbringing? I don't care about upbringing. I know she was of no fixed abode, so she was possibly homeless. But this was someone that should not have been on the streets. I mean, how many convictions does it take before a judge will turn around and say, okay, this person clearly hasn't learned their lesson? 134, one a month.
So the question we're asking is, should we have, as they do in many states in America, a three strikes law? So basically, if you commit three serious offences, that's it, you're gone, you're locked away. We'd love to hear from you on this on 085-825-2626. And if you're saying, no, we shouldn't, then why? Let me bring in Jonathan on this.
Good afternoon, boys. Hope you have a good show. Just the topic itself, 136 previous convictions. What an absolute fucking joke. Nah, the system is broken. The justice system is broken. The prison system needs a massive overhaul, and we need more prison cells, because I would be for three strikes and you're out at this stage. Criminals need to be locked up. The law needs to be followed, and judges need to start knowing their jobs. But like I said, it's the infrastructure and judges' hands being tied with the justice system. The whole thing needs an overhaul, and we have to stop pandering to these people because of their bad backgrounds and their bad upbringings and all the other fucking sob stories that come along with it. It needs to be sorted once and for all. Yeah, three strikes sounds about good to me at this stage. But like I said, prison spaces, justice system, all needs an overhaul, and it all needs to be equalised across the board. You commit a crime, you go to prison, no matter who you are, where you are, what your social standing is in life. Because there's plenty of people in this country that don't have these convictions, but are still criminals, and they're getting away with it on a day-to-day basis. They need locking up too. Cheers, boys.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
There he is.
Well, Jessica, do we need a three strikes law in Ireland? If you are convicted of three serious enough offences, you get locked away for life or for 10 years or whatever.
Shouldn't even be three. You have one chance. If you decide to blow it, that's your mistake. But if we had judges who actually did their jobs, if we stopped putting in people in prison for not paying fines or television licences, you'd have more spaces for yokes like that.
So if you are found guilty of two convictions, you should be locked away?
If you're convicted of two assaults or a burglary and assault, yeah, you're clearly a dangerous individual. And if you're someone who's racking up 134 convictions, you clearly don't know how to learn a lesson. Like, you must be actually taking the head if you're getting 134 and you're going in. That's what the courts are. It's like a revolving door. You won't spend a day in jail. But if I don't pay my television license, throw the book at her. How does that make sense?
Okay, so that lady that we're talking about, 134 previous convictions.
Scumbag, put her in after the first one. Why was she getting 134? You should keep your record when you're a child.
There's someone who just messaged on Facebook who has 68 convictions. Actually, Amanda, can we try and get this person on? 68 convictions from the age of 18 to 30. So what's that? 18 to 30 is 12 years. 68, what's 12 into 68? That's quite a... No, it's not as much as that woman, Nikita Ronan. But what do you make of that? 68 convictions. Is that okay?
Disgusting. You clearly don't know right from wrong, or you must just be an idiot and not care.
So you would like to see the law getting tougher on repeat offenders, basically.
I want the laws that we have to be enforced. I want the judges to actually do their jobs, because there are certain ones, you see them in the papers all the time, they are not doing the jobs. They are not putting the people who need... be locked behind.
Okay, so at the very least, you would like to see a three strikes law to put people away.
If we have to have three strikes, yeah, but like I said, it should just be the one.
Oh, no, you're allowed to. No, I wouldn't even agree with you. Everybody's allowed to make one mistake if you're 18 years of age and you happen to vandalise something.
Committing assault isn't a mistake. Burglary is not a mistake.
Well, no, in this particular woman, her convictions included assault, which is very serious, theft, criminal damage, burglary.
But they're not mistakes. They're choices.
Oh, no. She made a choice. No, I don't know. This other fellow on Facebook, we're trying to get him on with the 68. I don't know what the convictions are. They could be all for speeding.
So, well, one of them is a mistake and the other 67 are all bad choices. No.
So anybody that has over three strikes should be life in prison.
Yeah. If they're serious like this and you constantly are assaulting people, you're constantly thieving. But if you're constantly not paying fines, then that community service then. Okay, don't take up prison space.
Okay, so say this lady with her 134 convictions, you obviously believe she should not have been walking around the streets.
No, she shouldn't have even left the courtroom.
No, and in fairness, if I was the victim of the latest assault where she slashed a man with a knife in the head, yeah, I would be very, I'd be suing the government and the Department of Justice because that woman was on the street. Like, had she... Had
it's a slap in the face. It's like, oh, we don't give a fuck about what your case is. We're just going to let them walk free. Sorry if you don't like it.
No, and it is true. Say, for instance, this woman with the 134 convictions. Mm-hmm. So she knew every time that she went out and committed another crime, I'll just get a day in court. I'll stand in front of the judge. I get my...
He'll wag his finger at me. And then
I'll get my legal fees paid for by the taxpayer. Thanks, taxpayer. He'll pay the legal fees and I'll literally get it. It's like with kids. When you, if a kid does something wrong and you don't chastise them, I mean, we're doing this at home at the moment. We're teaching our children all about consequences and that certain things have consequences. And the same thing goes for adults, because adults never grow up. And if there's no consequences to their actions, they will do it over. Like, you're looking at 134 previous convictions, yeah? Mm. Would you take back someone who cheated on you 134 times?
No, probably not.
Why wouldn't you?
Because they'll do it again.
They'll do it again and again and again and again. And had this woman not been locked up, that would have just continued and continued and continued. It's disgusting.
Terry, you messaged on Facebook there to say you have how many convictions?
68, Adrian. 68. This is going back years now.
Okay, going back years. Okay.
Yeah.
So what age are you now?
I'm 44 now. And my last one, it was about 14 or 15 years ago at this stage.
Right, okay. So you've been have you been a good boy ever since, or have you just not been caught?
Yeah, no, I have. Like, now, Adrian, don't get me wrong. I was a bollocks. I was an out-and-out bollocks, like, when I was a teenager, between, like, 18 and 30. Fucking everything. Like, it was all about getting money for coke or heroin or whatever you get my hands on. And you do anything. They literally do anything. You're not in the right space. You're not in the right headspace. So, I regret all of those things I did in the past. And I heard your story there, and I'm thinking, what age did you say she was? What, 20, 29 or something?
She's 29, yeah.
I know people are going to find this controversial, but honestly, some people might laugh at it, but I think, given her age and her circumstances, you said she was homeless and all, what she needs is help, not imprisonment. And I think, honestly, because I've been there, I've been in her shoes. Now, my crimes, maybe, I never used a knife on anyone like that, but I honestly think that she should be given a chance. I know that sounds strange.
She's got 134 chances before, literally.
I know, but Adrian, we don't know the circumstances behind. We don't know why she's doing these things.
Terry, you don't need to know the circumstances. I mean, the charges are, or the convictions are, assault, theft, criminal damage, burglary, drugs, road traffic offences. What's your most, if you want to talk about it, and what's your...
They'd be similar now. Don't put no assault. I was joyriding as a teenager. I used to rob tools out of vans. I'd be selling drugs. Pretty much all of it, you know. But I just wanted to, I felt the need to chime in because the axes are out for that young one. And I just wanted to call in just as proof that, yeah, I was a prick, an absolute prick. But I'm 44 now. My last conviction was when I was about 30 when I had my last conviction. So I'm proof.
Okay, let me ask you, Terry. Sorry, how many convictions did you say you had?
68
previous convictions. And in those 68, did you do any prison time?
I did prison time for assault, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you did do prison time.
You were saying you were a little bollocks, but literally you didn't learn your lesson until you were 30. Are you saying it took you until the age of 30 to grow up and cop onto yourself? That's ridiculous. Yep.
I think growing up for people, Jeremy, is very different. It depends on the environment you're in. I'm not looking to excuse my behaviour. I'm just saying that there were reasons for it. There was a drug habit there. There wasn't a loving home. There was fuck all to do. Like, it was just I lost the run of myself for all of those years, and I deeply regret it.
Okay,
I really do.
So somebody, we. the question we're asking today is, should we have a three strikes policy in Ireland? So if you are if you are convicted of three serious offences, we're asking, should you be locked up for life? And that would have happened to you before the age of...
I would have been in prison now and for the rest of my days.
That's where you belong. Yeah, but that's where you belong.
Jeremy, no, it's not, because I met the love of my life when I was 35. We've since been married. We've a couple of kids and have a good life. And the thought of not having that now, I just felt the need to ring in, because I know everyone's... And listen, her crimes have been horrific, and the rap sheet is horrific, and I get that. But we all deserve a chance. And I know she's had loads of chances, but she's only 29. You have to remember that.
What's only 29 got to do with that? Some penny drops when you reach the age of 30? No,
it? Well, it did for me, Adrian. It did for me. I'm speaking up for her, because I think if I can do it, anyone can. And for anyone listening at the moment who's doing this show...
Okay, so when we hear of somebody with 134 previous convictions, most people think that she should be locked up and the key thrown away. And you're saying...
And I understand that. Okay, but you're saying... People saying that.
You're saying, God love her, she needs help, not to be locked away.
I think the help side of it should be talked about more than it is at the moment, because they're all out with their pitchforks now. The girl clearly has issues, like serious issues. People need to get to the root of that.
With your 68 convictions, a lot of your convictions would have had a victim, is that right?
With the assaults would have, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so... Yeah. In terms of...
Every conviction has a victim.
No. Driving a car without insurance doesn't have a victim.
Well, it is if you knock the person down.
My point is, why should you be walking around the streets, living your life, happy as Larry, with your lovely wife, when you didn't give a damn about some individuals that you assaulted back in the day? Now... In other words, why should you be able to live a normal life when you have victims in your past?
I understand that, Adrian. And I'll tell you something. If I could see them all one by one, now maybe they won't want to see me. I'm sure the last person they want to see is me. But I would apologise now to each and every one of them, anyone that I've ever, because it hurts now. And when I was like between 18 and 30, I literally didn't give a shit, Adrian. And I think... I developed maturity later on in life, because I don't know what it was. I don't know what the straw was that broke the camel's back that just made me cop on, but I did. And I'm just highlighting that there are people out there with long rap sheets that are capable of sorting their lives out, and I'm one of them. And I hope that's the case for this one. And I just think people need to be...
Okay, so rather than being so judgmental, as a lot of people are, when they hear of 134 previous convictions, they want to lock her up and throw away the key, you're saying, please try and be a bit more understanding.
Just think of why.
Okay, stay there. Let me just bring Jessica back in. Jessica, what do you make of what you're hearing here from Terry?
The why is irrelevant. She needs to help herself. You can't force her to help her. She had 133 other chances, and I couldn't give a bollocks of what her upbringing was. I don't care if she was raised at a kip or raised in Fox Rock. You don't get to just walk out of court with 134 convictions and think, everything's grand, I'm just going to do it all over again.
She's clearly not getting the care that she needs. Like she's doing
she
all of this stuff and repeatedly.
She needs to want it herself.
She needs to talk to, like, I've talked to psychologists and all sorts.
This is the thing. Stop at the kid gloves. I'm not feeling sympathetic for someone who's going to keep making the same stupid mistakes for 134 times. She must be my language.
Jessica, Terry here has already admitted that he has 68 convictions in his past, none since he was 30.
And you were throwing all the excuses under the sun. There was a bad upbringing. There was nothing to do. Blah, 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 blah. I didn't have the best upbringing in the world. I didn't go out committing crimes. So I'd explain that. It's your choice to commit crimes.
Were you addicted to drugs at any point in your life?
No, it's a choice. It's a choice to commit crimes. No, I wasn't. Because I'm not taking...
Well, then that's why. Because if you were addicted to drugs, then the first thing you want every day is the drug.
That was a choice.
And you'll do whatever. I know it's a choice, but you're not in the right head at the time because you're on the fucking drugs.
So you need to pay for your choices. You need to pay for your choices.
You're not in the right. You can't make normal, proper choices when you're that way inclined.
Okay, and Jessica, the point that I was trying to make to you was, here's a guy who's basically turned his life around. He isn't committing crime anymore. He isn't...
Oh, they took how long?
It took a fair while to get there, but believe...
I don't think everyone changed their life.
Okay,
around.
Do you believe somebody like Terry, who has turned his life around, met the love of his life, he's married, blah, 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 should be locked up? Do you think he should be in prison today?
If he steps out of line again.
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in Sandra on this.
Hi, lads. How's it going? Sandy here from the Midlands. Just in relation to the topic that you have at the minute, I know you're going to be very busy, but I'll keep it short. That lady in question should have been jailed straight away. You see, the justice system in Ireland is appalling. And Helen McAtee has an awful lot to answer because... there's not enough Gardaí. Since all the small rural Garda stations closed around the country, crime rates have gone up, this and that and the other. And that's why all the prisons around Ireland are so completely full. They need to open Spike Island again. Some of the prisons around Ireland that are shut down because of health and safety issues, do them back up again for more prisoners. And for people with minor offences, get them out to do hard community work. That's the answer. Or even get into the army. Put them into the army and they will make them work a sweat.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
I'm good, thanks.
Ed, should we have a three-strike rule here in Ireland where you are convicted
Absolutely. I can't believe my ears what I heard about that Terry was saying, like, oh, you should get chances. No, absolutely fucking not.
So should Terry be in prison now rather than living his best life?
This country is way too... Yeah, he should have been a long time ago.
There you are, Terry. You should still be behind bars for all the crimes that you committed.
I'm sick of hearing that, like.
No, listen, I was in and out of prison most of my young adult life. And, you know, and as I've said, I regret all of the things I did. But nothing's happened with me like 14, 15 years, Adrian. And I've gotten myself in the right headspace. I'm not on the drugs or anything anymore. I've got myself on the straight and narrow because I got that chance and I gave myself that chance. And I think everyone in life deserves that chance, no matter how long the rap sheet. And the why is important in all of this, because people can judge, and people are judging now, this young one. But we don't know. All I've heard from you lads is that she's 29 and she's 100 and however many.
134 to be precise, yeah.
But what's her story like? And that's the important part.
I'll tell you what her story is. She commits an awful lot of crime. That's her story.
There's no other story.
There must be a reason. Is she a drug addict or what's going on? It must be drugs. It must be all. It's all about robbing people and getting money for drugs or something. Because that's where I had my issue.
I get that, but you're saying what's her story? Her story is that she commits an awful lot of crime.
And she continues to do it because they're not talking to people. They're not talking to her. They're not trying to get into her head. They're just throwing her in and out of the DOCA centre or whatever, and then she's back out, and then she does it again, back in the DOCA centre. She needs fucking help.
Okay, Ed, and this is applies to Terry, you obviously believe that you needed help as well during those years you were committing crime, and the help just wasn't there. Okay, so Ed, rather than condemning a woman like this or somebody like Terry, we need to be more compassionate and try and understand what's going on with them and give them help.
Okay, well, say she does go to rehab, yeah, and she does get off drugs, but she can at any time go back to them and repeat the same thing all over again. So, like, what the fuck, like?
Yeah, but that would be up to that young one, right? That's fair enough. But the help, she needs to be willing to take the help, but it has to be offered. And I've got a feeling that it's not. She's just been locked up because I'd imagine with all the conditions, and it was the same. Like, the guards didn't give a bollocks about me. I was only offered like help later on in life. It was when I was about 27, 28. I never got it as a young lad. I was never talking to psychologists or anything like that. It was just... you were a bollocks and nobody gave a shite and that was it. Like, but I just needed to talk to people. And when I eventually got around to talking to people, I got myself on the straight and narrow. No convictions now, 14, 15 odd years, you know, I'm 44 now. So,
But like I said, you left a lot of victims in your wake, Terry, and you're now living your best life and fuck the victims.
No, Adrian, not fuck the victims. As I said to you earlier on, and if any are listening at the moment, they probably recognise my name or my voice or whatever. I wholeheartedly apologise for anyone I ever hurt in the past. I'm serious about that. And if I could stand in front of them and tell them to their faces, I would. And that's why I'm ringing in today, because I just think, despite the rap sheet, find out what's going on, why she's doing what she's doing.
Can I ask you a question? You keep on saying this, find out what's going on. It's quite simple what's going on. Crimes are being committed. She committed about, and by the way, we have to be very careful. There's no suggestion that there was a drug dependency here. I mean, some of her convictions were drugs related, but we don't know if she's dependent on drugs. But it's a very simple situation here. She committed about a crime a month for 11 years.
Does that sound like someone that's right in the head to you, Jeremy?
What do you mean, does it sound like someone that's right in the head?
Does it sound like she's right in the head?
It sounds like someone who has no regard for law and order.
She's not right in the head.
Don't play the mental health card. Don't play the mental health card. There's lots of people.
Hold on.
There's lots of people I know that have mental health issues, that have depression and so on.
I am the proof. I am the proof that things can change in someone's life. And you are all suggesting that I should be locked up in jury now, despite everything.
Okay, Terry, you keep going on about having changed, having not committed any crimes in the last number of years, in 14 years. One of our listeners has just contacted us a moment ago to say, is that the same man that was on your podcast last year about a fight on an aeroplane?
Was that the Tenerife?
Yes.
Yeah, that was me. But I wasn't arrested for that. The plane was, they threatened to divert it, and we were told to sit down and relax. But I wasn't arrested for that.
Hang on for one second. You've said repeatedly that you have no conviction since. Fine. You've led me to believe that you're goody two shoes ever since. Yet, an episode of this podcast last year, you admitted...
Was I on that podcast? I don't even remember that.
Okay, you admitted starting a fight on a flight to Tenerife. Is that right? That was you.
No, I didn't admit to starting anything, Adrian. What happened on that flight to Tenerife was a fella said something smart about me, missus, and I said, say that again, and he flagged her off again, and I threw a few digs, and that was last year on the show. Okay.
But
I wasn't arrested for that.
You weren't arrested for that, but does that not show that you haven't really changed that much at all?
I still have a short fuse, and if anyone says anything to me, misses, like, I'd be likely to throw them a dig, like, but that's part of my makeup. But I haven't been arrested for anything, no convictions since I was 30. You know, yeah, I still have a short fuse, I still have anger issues, but nothing that'll get me locked up again.
You're saying that woman is only 29. The age doesn't get, like, I'm 26, okay? And I literally know right from wrong. Why should she have an excuse for committing?
I'm going to tell you this, and you're going to go at me again at it, right? But when you were 26, you probably had mom and dad and a normal upbringing and a normal schooling and all of that kind of stuff. For me, it was totally different. I'm assuming for your one they're talking about, it was totally different as well. You know, like, maturity happens in life when you have good people around you. I mean, how are you going to get more mature if you've nobody? This is what I'm saying. She's not right in the head doing all the stuff she's doing, and that's what the crux of the issue is. Everyone, we need to get to the bottom of that. Instead of being all out with the pitchforks, don't lock her up for the rest of her life.
Okay, Ed, can I just ask you, do you believe we should have a three-strike system here in Ireland? If you're guilty, found guilty of three serious crimes, that's it. The key is literally thrown away.
Yeah, because this country is way too soft. I do believe it, yeah.
And if that were the case, Terry, you would not be living your best life now. You would still be behind bars because you committed a number of serious offences.
Yeah, no, I'd be fuming. I know people are getting
the argument here is that had we had that sort of a rule, you may not have committed 68 different offences. You may not have appeared in court all those times. And you may have got your shit together because of the threat hanging over you that you could get locked up for life.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true, Adrian, because like I said, I wasn't in the right headspace. So I was addicted to coke and to heroin, and I would do anything to get my hands on a few bob to get me fixed. And I didn't give a shite who I hurt when I did it. Like, just, I was all over the place. So I don't know if those rules, if they were in place, I'd be changed. I don't know, honestly, because drugs, I don't know if anyone listening has ever been a drug addict, they'll know where I'm coming from. You are just fixated with the one thing, and that is getting your next fix, and you don't give a flying fuck. You'll even rob family. You know, I've done that. I've fallen out with brothers and sisters. I've robbed them. I did it all.
Oh, but you're a changed man now. Okay, can I put this is a message on Facebook. Can I put this to you? Was one of your convictions for stealing tools from a van in Swords?
That's killed from vans. I did that multiple times. Yeah.
You see, I have a big problem with that. I have to be honest with you. And I know you were dependent on drugs, Terry. But I have a big problem with that, because the message I'm after getting here, and I'm not reading it out fully because I don't know if there's legal ramifications to it. But you were involved in the theft of tools from a plumbing van or something, or a plumbing company. Now, this probably means nothing to you, but this person knows who you are. I have a big problem with that, because what happened there was a plumber went out to do a day's work, to do a hard day's work and to earn a crust.
And you stole his ability to do that.
And you broke into his... Yeah. Now, I don't even know how expensive plumber's tools are, but I would imagine it's quite expensive. But you decided, out of pure selfishness, to break into that person's van and take their tools... out of the van.
And sold them on. Yeah, I did. Did that person text you there?
It's the person who owns the van is not the person who texted us. It's a family member who's pretty certain that the crime was committed by you. No, I don't know.
Well, if they're listening to this now, I tell them now personally that I'm very sorry for what I did.
But that's too little too late. Yeah. That's too little too late.
I know it is. And I know how they feel.
No, hang on a sec. Don't say that, because you don't know how they feel, because you've never had anything stolen on you. You were the one that committed the crime. And I've spoken to people before, tradesmen who've had their vans broken into and stolen, and sometimes they're not able to work again for a month. They know that man could have had a mortgage to pay, could have had kids to pay.
And this was the point that I made earlier on, Terry, that you have a string of victims of your crimes in your wake, and meanwhile you're living your best life now and everything is happy and you met the love of your life and blah blah blah. Just doesn't seem fair.
I haven't got a time machine, lads. If I did have a time machine, I'd go back and I change everything. And I know sorry isn't enough for those people, but that's all I can say is I'm sorry. And I do mean that. I am sorry, because you know, you're dead right in what you said there, Jeremy. It's a shitty thing to do, and I'm sorry for that family and that man who lost it however many months ago, because I sold on his tools and all. But that's just how my head was at the time. It's what I needed to do at the time.
But had we had you on this, like, how long ago has it been since you committed your last crime? Sorry, your last conviction. When did you get it?
15 years.
When I was 30, yeah.
Okay, but if we had you on this podcast 15 years ago, I doubt you would have been as apologetic as you are now.
Well, I probably would have. Now, maybe in mid-20s, I wouldn't have given a shite. When I was on the drugs, like I said,
You're not the victim here. You're not the victim.
I'm not saying I'm the victim.
You are.
You're playing the victim card. I'm not playing any victim card. I just want people to be mindful of this. Like, I know her conviction, and my rap sheet is long and hers is long, but I just wanted to come on just to prove to people that sometimes a bad egg can become a good egg.
Okay, and there's no need for a three strikes law, because people like you can get your shit together, really, is your point, is it?
We can, but we need the help to get there, Adrian. And that's something that's seriously lacking in this country, and it's something that needs to be addressed. Instead of just locking people up, letting them out, get them the fuck, get them into a psychologist, whoever they need to talk to. If they're willing to now, they have to be willing to do it. And I was, thankfully.
Sorry, part of a criminal trial for most people, Terry, is that they will have to see a state-appointed psychologist to
yeah, you have to be willing, though, Jeremy. You have to be willing. Like I was there.
You were involved in a fight only. How many years ago was that, Adrian? I don't even know how many years ago.
Well, the conversation was last summer, and I don't know when that actually happened. When did that Tenerife incident happen?
Oh Jesus, that was like that was sandwiches in August. Yeah, it was last summer. Yeah, it would have been last summer. We were talking about it. Jeremy, I still have a short fuse. Like I'd still if someone started on me, I'd still hit them and all. But like come here. There's a difference, right? What I did back then was I didn't give a shit. It could be some randomer, and I'd go up and physically hurt them for no reason, just to rob them. Do you know what I mean? Whereas now, it would take something for me to do that.
Okay,
that's the change.
Okay, stay there for a second, Terry, if you can, please. I want to bring in more opinions on this.
We'd love to hear your opinions on this.
Yeah, please. Our number is 0858252626.
No, the reason I'm saying that is we're getting messages people giving out to us now at the moment. I'll read them in a second, Amanda. There's messages coming in, Adrian, giving out to us saying that we're being too hard on Terry.
Hard on him?
What?
Jeez, I don't think we've been hard enough.
Well, I don't. Sorry, are we completely getting the wrong end of the stick here? That half of you think we're being too hard on him.
So I don't think we've been hard enough.
I think you're listening to a different podcast. I really do.
Let me bring in Katie.
These people go out, they break the law. They assault people, they sell drugs, they take drugs, they kill people, they fucking act the bollocks. And then you have people who defend them. Everything comes with a sob story. I don't give a shite. I actually don't fucking care about your sob story. You're responsible for your own actions. 134 convictions. She obviously hasn't learned their lesson. She's going to continuously do it. People constantly get away with things. It's like a fucking revolving door in the courts. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. I think it's absolutely shameful. 3 strikes and you're done.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
We're asking whether or not we should have a 3 strikes rule here in Ireland, where if you are convicted of 3 serious offences, that's it. You're locked up and the key is thrown away. They have 3 strikes rules in a number of American states, and that's exactly how it works. If you commit 3 serious offences, you are locked away for life. You get a life sentence. We were talking with Terry, and if we had such a rule here in Ireland, Terry wouldn't be talking to us now because he'd actually be in prison for all the crimes that he committed. Viv has a message for Terry.
Joe can't come on. Just for Terry. Listen, Terry, do you know what? It's great that you've turned your life around. That's fantastic. What about your victims? Especially the victims of the assaults that you perpetrated. Maybe they're still getting counselling. Maybe they're not living their best life. Maybe they're still afraid to go out. Have you ever thought about that? All I hear out of you is excuses. Excuses, excuses, excuses. You made choices, bad choices. And those choices should have had consequences, but you didn't have many. So maybe you should think about your victims a little bit more. Thanks, lads. Talk to you later.
Now, there's some food for thought for you, Terry. You need to be thinking about your victims more.
I think about them every day, Adrian. Every single day.
I don't believe that. And I do not believe that.
No, Jeremy, I do. No, I remember a few instances. One particular assault in Temple Bar. I needed a few bob. I was looking for coke or heroin or whatever it was, and I targeted one fella, and he fought back a little bit, and I knocked 7 shades of shite out of him. And even thinking about it now, Jesus, no, like you don't understand, unless you've lived in my world, lads, you don't know what you're talking about, and it's just pure ignorance. Because I think about them every day. I mean, you mentioned your man with the tools earlier on. That's why I felt the need to say I'm sorry, because I'm genuinely remorseful for the things I did then, because I wasn't in the right headspace.
Okay,
that Temple Bar one will stick with me, because it was one of the ones I was locked up for. You know, just I wanted to prove to people that people can change,
by your own admission on a previous episode of this podcast, you admitted to nearly knocking 7 shades of shite out of somebody on an aeroplane.
Well, But that was a completely different incident. That was an isolated incident, Adrian, and that was it. And I still maintain that was warranted for the things he was saying to my wife. And I warned him a couple of times. Listen, I still have that short fuse. That will never leave me. But I'll never go and intentionally hurt someone for my own benefit. And
okay,
I think about that all the time.
Let me bring in Jason. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Afternoon, Terry. Fair play to Terry for being so honest. I'm one of you, but I hadn't got the bad drugs that you had, mate. Mine was just, I was a little bollocks. I've been open on this before about my upbringing. But you will admit, Terry, the justice system is screwed. There is way too many liberals out there. There's way too many liberals out there trying to get the wrong people out of prison. We have no follow-up services for people that have been in prison. And Adrian and Jeremy, I'm going to say one thing to you. Unless you have been addicted to drugs, honestly, you have no idea how hard it is to get off. I was addicted to alcohol. I ended up in treatment for alcohol. I wrecked my life. You know that. I've been honest with you before. I literally destroyed my whole life, my wife, my four kids, the whole lot. So addiction is the mother. I mean, that's your brain telling you that everything's hard and you need these drugs or these drinks. We do need to do something with the justice system. You know about Lorraine, you know about Lorraine's mother and what happened to her. You know, this woman's life is chaotic, and it is chaotic.
But Jason,
Jeremy, do we spend 90 grand a year for the rest of our life to keep her in prison? Because that's how much it costs to keep a prisoner. Or do we spend a couple of thousand trying to get her fixed?
Some people give her jail time.
We all know that. Look at the amount of paedophiles. Sorry, Jeremy, look at the amount of paedophiles walking around our streets that are caught on a daily basis with thousands of images of photographs go before one judge and they all walk free.
Yep.
Okay? They're sick in the mind, right? They're sick in the mind. These people, the likes of Terry there, he had an addiction. We all didn't have a great upbringing. I had an amazing upbringing. I chose to fuck my life up, though. I had a mum and dad in my life. I had a warm home. I had a meal there every day. I was sent to school every day. I chose my way because of what happened to me. You've seen my hand. Like, so you can see how certain kids' lives can get thrown onto the wrong fucking track.
If you're left wandering
the streets at night without a parent at home, guess what? The bigger boys are going to take you under the wing. I promise you.
Let me ask you then, Jason, do you have 68 convictions or 134 convictions? Or?
No, I would have had about 12 or 13, but it was all just for robbing out of sheds and robbing cars. I never robbed from a person. I never broke into a house. I never robbed a shop. I was just a little fucker that liked causing mischief, that type of way.
So let me ask you then, somebody with 134 convictions, or in Terry's case, 68 convictions, and they go off and they commit another crime, like in the case of this woman we were talking about, took part in an attack on a woman in the Morgan Hotel in Temple Bar.
I remember.
Attacked a friend on the street and tried to grab her handbag and slashed a man with a knife to his head and arm.
Had
that woman been locked up for the previous convictions that she had, none of these would have happened.
No room for them at the moment. We're not deporting people that we can. We're locking up people for stupid things. We need more prisons. We're closing them. We can't get prison officers. That's the number one rule. Nobody wants to go into these jobs anymore because they all want to go into officers with googly. We cannot get prison officers. We cannot get guards. Therefore, you can't lock people up for 24 hours a day. It's against our human rights. I mean, we are broken from the inside. We really need a root and branch think. Drugs are taking over this country, but there's no point locking people up, putting them out in 4 to 5 years' time, unless you get to the root of the problem. Yes, some people can't be saved, but unless you get them off the drugs, you're not going to save anybody. And that is the number one. I mean, unfortunately, that's where the number comes from. It comes from a home life, and then it comes from you get addicted to drugs or not. Go into the prisons. Hey, Jeremy, how long were you in the courts with the kids? You used to do that, didn't you?
No, sorry, I was in court for my own court case, but
what I mean is, didn't you not used to report on in the children's court or something? Remember you saying you used to spend a lot of time down the children's court?
Yeah.
You've seen some of the kids coming out of there. Parents wouldn't even bother showing up. So what does that tell you? I mean, we could lock everybody up. We really can. How much is that going to cost us?
But if you look at someone like Terry, who he sounded apologetic, but I can guarantee you that if someone looked crooked at Terry in Temple Bar on Saturday night, he'd be done for assault. No.
Well, as you said, he'd done that on the airport, on the airplane. To me, that sounded like he was protecting his wife. He said he gave the man enough choices to shut up and stop fucking mouthing off with his wife. Would you not do? Would you not protect your wife's honour?
I wouldn't start a fight in an airplane.
Okay, well, if you're mad, it looks like you. None of us know what happened there. Your man could have been getting so aggressive that Terry Potter was lashing. So let's not go on to that. Let's not go on to that. I was short fuse. If somebody insulted my wife and kids, I was short fuse. Okay. I'm sure if somebody insulted your wife and kids, Adrian, you'd stand up for your wife and kids.
Let me go back to the point of the question. Why should we not have a three-strike rule in Ireland? If you're found guilty of three serious offences, you get a very long sentence.
Who sets the offences? Like, what's the three? Are we just going to pick three? Or, like, you know, what's going to be the criteria? Is it going to be three shoplifting offences? Is it going to be three pickpocketing offences? Or is it going to be three assaults? Like, how serious does it have to be now?
Three serious offences. And so, I would include assault in there.
Okay, now, assault. So is that ABH? H or GBH?
Well, I'm not writing the bloody law.
No, but see, sir, that's what I'm saying. So if you defend yourself and you hit somebody back, or two lads get into a fight outside a nightclub because they're drunk and stupid, and it's about the both get a serious crime. So that's what I mean. We have to be careful. This isn't America. America has private prisons. So it's within, you know, it's a money-making thing. Our states run our prisons.
Okay, let me read through the list of convictions that this woman assault,
she should have been given... Well, she should have been given a 10-year sentence for them assaulting criminal damage, say, after 15, 16, 17. And in that 10 years, they should have walked on her night and day together, right? Because if that's not used, believe, nobody can ever be fixed. So that's it. Once you go down your bad path, if you're a child, you don't get your record expunged at 18. And once you go down the path, you're just to be thrown there. If that's the case, I wouldn't be here today talking to you, because according to you, I should be locked up. I shouldn't be given a chance. I shouldn't have a chance to turn my life around and pay taxes. Terry sounds like he's paying taxes now. So please God, by the time he does finish on the tour, he's paid more back into the system than it would have cost to lock him up. And as for his victims, unfortunately, as he said, and he does sound remorseful, lads, he really does. If I was like keeping on him, because he sounded very, very remorseful. He sounded like he was going to break down. He can't turn back time. But all he can do is apologise and hopefully going forward, make sure his own kids don't go down that road. Make sure another child doesn't go down that road. Instead of everybody just wanting to flog him and whip him, fucking lock him up, let's have some compassion.
All right, good to talk to you as always. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in a few more messages on this before we wrap this up. This is Jer.
I think you're being very hard on this woman. Can we not wait until she gets 135 convictions and then do nothing about it then either?
Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Damien.
Hi guys, Damien here. Just a couple of things. I do think that Terry needs to be commended for beating a drug habit and getting his life back on the straight and narrow. Secondly, all these clowns on saying, oh, lock them up after one offence, two offences, three offences. They'd be the first ones on complaining about the 86,000 a year it was costing to keep them in jail.
All right, and let me bring in another message from Eamon.
Hey guys, how's it going? I just want to raise, there's a lot of points now that can be raised in terms of criminal justice in relation to this topic today. One of the big points that needs to be raised is prison overcrowding. At the moment, our prisons are at a capacity of about 110%. We physically do not have the space to be sending people to prison. This has caused a lot of judges on the local level to actually just not want to send people to prison, to not impose a custodial sentence onto someone, because they'd be throwing them into a prison that is already overcrowded. And for years now, there's been no new building of prisons by the government, by successive governments. And even with that, we have the Taunton Hall site in North County Dublin, County Meath, that for years has been earmarked to be the site of a new prison. It was purchased with that intention of building a new prison. And yet successive ministers for justice have not carried that out. Now Taunton Hall is being used as an eye-pass camp. So hopefully now the new government and the new Justice and Home Affairs Minister will pull the finger out, will build the super prison and help alleviate the capacity issue in our prison, so that people who should be put behind bars, who need to be removed from civilised society, can be finally put behind bars for the period of time that they should be, rather than being released early because of overcrowding, or just not sent to prison at all because of overcrowding.
Okay, and Sean has been in touch.
Good afternoon, folks. How's it going? They should definitely have a three-strike rule in place or something. As I said on this before, far too many people walking around with multiple conviction where it's 5, 10, 20, 50, whatever. Now, in this case, it's over the hundreds. Like, how the fuck are these people able to walk the streets all that's happening there is you're just allowing them to continually reoffend and reoffend and reoffend, and it's costing a lot of money. You do the crime, you do the time. There's no mistakes about it. You made your choice. Now you got to lie in bed and deal with it. What's worse is that these people, then when they are locked up, they're there crying about their human rights. No, you forfeited your human rights the minute you started going down that criminal path. The system needs to toughen up on people. It's an absolute joke. Tougher punishments, harsher sentence. Life should mean life, not out in 5 years or out in 7 years, whatever. Life is life. And fuck their human rights. It's not a holiday camp. You know, it's a prison. But it's been treated like a hotel and a rehabilitation centre. That's my opinion. Take it easy.
All right, Sean, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages and your comments and for getting involved in today's Opinions Matter podcast. Will we ever have a three-strike rule in Ireland? I don't think so. Do you see that ever happening?
Purely because we don't have the prison spaces. Jay was saying the prisons are privately run in America. Where did they get the money from?
The state pays them to run them.
Okay, so you get locked up, the state would pay to have Adrian Kennedy locked up for 20 years and stuff like that. Okay. And then Trump releases them all.
Basically, yeah. All right, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.